Hi, sisters. I'm really glad you could join me for the second week of our study in Christian womanhood. I'm really excited about this study because I know that God's going to truly do a refining work in all of our hearts. And I pray that each week we'll come together as sisters in Christ, submitted to God's word, and just to be ready for Him to do a real change in our hearts. So during this study, we're going to be taking a look at the reasons why we should study Christian womanhood. And we're going to start from the very beginning, where we just do a review of the gospel. Because you know what? Without the saving grace of God and the heart change that He does in us, none of this would be possible. And during the study, we're going to see how everything is possible because of the work that Jesus has done in our hearts. And that this study really has nothing to do about us, but it has everything to do about Him. So we're going to take a look at all of that. And then we're also going to be looking at what I have found in the Bible to be the five aspects that the Lord has revealed to us in His word of how a Christian woman should truly live out the created design that He has for us to walk in this life as Christian women. And the first one is truly walking by faith in Christ and truly trusting Him in everything that we do. Also, being devoted, truly devoted to the Lord, and being obedient to His word, living as servants of Christ all the time. Also, really spending time with the Lord in prayer, letting Him guide us, giving us wisdom and clarity through everything that we do. And also, living righteously, truly thirsting and hungering for righteousness, living with in Christ-like relationships, whether it's as a wife, to our family, to all those that surround us, and also to the world. And then number four, being the church, living as trustworthy and faithful sisters in Christ, being submitted to both the Lord and the church. And then also being the missionary, really living out the Great Commission. Now, all of these aspects are certainly that of any Christian, but we're going to break it down and really understand the biblical examples that the Lord has given us in His word as He shows us how we live this out, specifically as women. And then we're also going to be taking a look at biblical examples of Christian women in the Bible, women who are truly devoted to the Lord, who love the Lord with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul, and all their strength. Now, none of these women certainly were perfect, and they all made mistakes, but they were truly devoted to Him. And let us pray that we too will remain devoted to the Lord in everything that we do. So as we spend this time together, let us pray that He just continues to do a work in our hearts on a daily basis. Let us pray for one another as we walk down this road together. And then really just coming together as sisters and really reviewing God's word together and sharing with one another. Now, right now we're at the introduction part of our study, and this is the study as a whole is really intended for God to refine our hearts through His Word. And then for us, of course, to understand His will and His way on our lives. It's also going to be intended for us to really go deeper into prayer as He shows us through His Word how He wants us to live. Because remember, this life is no longer about ourselves, about fulfilling our own desires and wants, but it's all about Him now. And this isn't easy to do. It's definitely impossible to do in our own strength. We still have our sin nature, and we still have those desires inside of us, but we need to let the Lord burn them off of us and refine us so that we could truly live out Christ-likeness and be the light of Christ to others throughout the world. We're also going to be learning how to really become fully dependent on the Lord as Christian women. There's going to be challenges ahead as we study and understand and see where maybe we are not living out the created design that He has for us right now. And we need to really pray about that and let our hearts be convicted as we move forward, always coming to the Lord, repenting to Him, and asking Him to change us. And then also to remember to be fully dependent on the Holy Spirit. Because again, we can't do this walk in our own strength. So we really need to pray and ask Him to show us how we are to walk in the light in the way that He has created us to be. So sisters, I'm just going to leave you here. Ask that you continue to pray for God to ready your heart in this study as we dive into God's Word, starting from the beginning, really understanding the miracle of the heart that He needs to do in us, and then get ready to be changed. So, God bless you all. I love you. Bye-bye now.